from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio reporting. The U.S. throws its support behind the Baltic states. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence saying Monday there is no larger threat to Baltic states than the specter of aggression by Russia, as he pledged support for NATO allies Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania.
President Trump sent me here to say, we are with you. We stand with the people and nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. And we always will.
After meeting with the presidents of all the Baltic states, Pence summarized the U.S. position on Russia's destabilizing activities.
At this very moment, Russia continues to seek to redraw international borders by force, undermine democracies of sovereign nations, and divide the free nations of Europe, one against another.
Concerns about Russian expansionism have increased sharply in the Baltic region since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine 3 years ago. President Donald Trump on Monday fired Anthony Scaramucci as his communications director just over a week after he started work in the key White House post. Scaramucci making national headlines with a vulgar rant to a correspondent for The New Yorker, which the magazine published last week. Here's White House Press Secretary Susan Sanders on why he's gone.
Look, the president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession.
Scaramucci's firing coming just hours after General John Kelly assumed his new post as chief of staff. Kelly was the head of Homeland Security. A quick look at U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing up 60 points today to finish at 21,891. This is VOA News. The U.S. on Monday said that for the first time it will sell coal to Ukraine, easing its reliance on Russia and Moscow-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine to meet its energy needs. The accord calling for ex-coal energy and resources in the eastern state of Pennsylvania to ship 700,000 tons of thermal coal by the end of the year to Ukraine. The first shipment is expected to leave the U.S. port of Baltimore in August. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the United States to cut its embassy and consulate staff in Russia by 755, heightening tensions between Washington and Moscow after the U.S. Congress approved sanctions against Russia for its meddling in U.S. elections. Putin said the U.S. has taken an unprovoked step toward worsening the relations between the two countries. And Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says what's needed now is the political will between the two sides.
U.S. and Russia can and should work together cooperatively. Non-proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, countering terrorism, illicit migration, trafficking in people, climate change, you name it. We are ready. We are stretching our hand forward.
The United States slapping financial sanctions on Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, after Sunday's election gave the South American country's ruling party almost unlimited powers. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
As a result of today's sanctions, all assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the U.S. believes Sunday's election was a sham.
The United States stands with the people of Venezuela in the face of this oppression. We will work with our partners to hold accountable all those responsible for the escalating violence and ongoing human rights violations.
There could be more sanctions to follow that could target other senior Venezuelan officials, and the European Union also condemning the election. Senator John McCain was back in Arizona Monday to begin treatment for brain cancer, but it did not stop him again from slamming the Trump administration for having, quote, no strategy for success in Afghanistan, more than 6 months after the presidential inauguration. McCain, chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, said in a statement released Monday, 8 years of a don't lose strategy has cost us lives and treasure in Afghanistan. Our troops deserve better, he said. Defense Secretary James Mattis had promised to deliver Congress a strategy by mid-July, yet no finished strategy has materialized so far. Vanessa O'Brien has become the first American woman to summit K2, the world's second highest mountain at 8,611 meters. The 52-year-old former banker from New York led a 12-member team of international climbers and planted the U.S. flag on top of K2 July 28th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.